Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. I am America's voice, and this is the Steve Gerber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. Good to have you here. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, scammers are targeting Michigan residents who were asked to resubmit unemployment information. So be careful. You're being warned. Number two, Michigan now recommending that school kids wear masks come this fall, but not making it mandatory, at least not yet. The reluctance to issue a mandate reflects the deep-seated rejection by parents. And number one, speaking of schools, a top aide of a Michigan Congresswoman, Alyssa Slotkin, my member of Congress, one of the key figures pushing for critical race theory to be taught in Michigan classrooms, despite the massive pushback from millions of people around the nation and around the state. That's right, critical race theory being foisted upon Michigan classrooms by Alyssa Slotkin's top aide in a conservative Michigan county. We get part of this from the Washington Free Beacon as I share. Mona Shan, Slotkin's self-described eyes and ears in Livingston County, serves on the board of the Livingston Diversity Council, a group working to, quote, advocate for critical race theory education in local schools. That is their objective. The council's website, which also features Slotkin's official logo, links to resources that call critical race theory necessary curriculum in schools, and bemoan right-wing fearmongers for criticizing the controversial curriculum. You know, the one that teaches your kids to hate each other. The relationship could certainly be troublesome for Slotkin, who has not been on this program since 2019. She was a regular guest here. She has always been treated very well here. When I tell you to go back to SteveGerber.com and listen to old interviews, I encourage you to go listen to my interviews with Alyssa Slotkin, to go back to before she was elected, up until the day before she voted for impeachment of President Trump in the first impeachment. But this relationship could be troublesome for Slotkin. I mean, it's a swing district. It's a swing district. It leans Republican, I believe. She's yet to take a position on critical race theory or its inclusion in K-12 curriculum. Haley Stevens, another left-leaning member of Congress, facing backlash after refusing to give her stance on critical race theory at a June town hall, with one attending calling her a coward. Take a position. What is your position? Do you support it or do you not? Slotkin has partnered with the Livingston Diversity Council, appearing in a February video to read I Am Jazz, a children's book for elementary kids about transgender ideology. A Livingston County parent who spoke on the condition of anonymity so they could avoid retribution from the district told the Washington Free Beacon the council's push to teach critical race theory in schools, as well as Slotkin's ties to the group, will get people real fired up real fast. We've already seen some school board meetings where people have been upset over critical race theory to the point that one of our school superintendents said, we don't understand why people are so jazzed up over this. Now we're realizing, oh my God, everything they said we were crazy for talking about is true. Is true. Slotkin so far not returning requests for comments. By the way, Shand joined Slotkin's office in 2019 after losing an election for state rep by 20 points. Until just after the publication of this article, Shand's biography page on the council's website referred to her as, quote, Livingston County Representative for Representative Alyssa Slotkin, and featured Slotkin's official logo. But earlier this week, the Livingston Diversity Council edited its website to remove Slotkin's logo and the mention of Slotkin from Shand's title. Her description as a representative for Slotkin shortened to just civic leader. The group also removed a portion from its critical race theory page, calling on parents to advocate for critical race theory in education here in Livingston County, Michigan. The deleted content, however, has been saved for future reference. Of course it has. The Livingston Diversity Council promotes the work of prominent critical race theorist Richard Delgado and diversity gurus Ibram X. Kendi and Robin DiAngelo, While top Democrats have argued that critical race theory is not taught in K-12 schools, the council's website shares resources acknowledging some district officials have included mission statements, resolutions, or spoken about changes in their policy using some of the discourse of CRT. The site also links to articles urging members to oppose anti-CRT legislation. Lana Tice, who represents Livingston County, proposed such a bill back in May. This is going to be a mess for Alyssa Slotkin. It opens the door for a good challenge to her seat from a conservative. We'll see who shows up to the party, but a good conservative could win that seat right now, I believe. Too many missteps, too many problems with the Biden administration. Open borders and critical race theory, defund the police, federal control of elections, reckless spending, the Green New Deal, socialism, cultural Marxism, and all of it. Big problems. Speaking of masks, by the way, most Michigan students returning to school this month. But whether or not they'll be required to wear a mask depends on where you live. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention calling for universal masking in schools, even though we heard from Joe Biden's top advisor from the University of Minnesota that such things don't do much at all. In fact, I do want to play a soundbite for you here. I want to go to, I believe it's bite number 7, Dr. Michael Osterholm is one of President Biden's closest advisors on the pandemic. He says not only should masks be required, but the kinds of masks must be a lot more intense. But listen to what he says about cloth face coverings during this comment. Bite 7, go.
We've really brought this country to a point of confusion, which really misses the main point that we should be focusing on vaccine, vaccine, and vaccine. I wish we could get rid of the term masking, because in fact it implies anything you put in front of your face works. And if I could just add a nuance to that, which hopefully doesn't add more confusion, is we know today that many of the face cloth coverings that people wear are not very effective in reducing any of the virus movement in or out. Either you're breathing out or you're breathing in. And in fact, if you're in the upper Midwest right now, anybody who's wearing their face cloth covering can tell you they can smell all the smoke that we're still getting. We need to talk about better masking. We need to talk about N95 respirators, which would do a lot for both people who are not yet vaccinated or not previously infected, protecting them, as well as keeping others who might become infected, having been vaccinated, from breathing out the virus.
So cloth face coverings really don't do anything at all, according to one of the top advisors to President Joe Biden. So we'll see what districts make what choices. We'll keep an eye on it for you. My companies have always been members of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Why? Because I need their experience. Thousands of members statewide. Experience in places I haven't been before. And always there when I have a question. My Chamber. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce. MIChamber.com. MIChamber.com. You can check it out yourself. If you're a business owner, you should find out what the Chamber can do for you. MIChamber.com. We'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.